Virgin Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest blockbusters and original series for Marvel and Star Wars on Disney Plus. Watch Guardians of the Galaxy, The Mandalorian, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got, Pretty Malik?
So earlier this week, I was talking about Halsey. We hadn't heard from her in a while. She dropped this single called In the End.
Yep.
And she kind of alluded to the fact that she's going through something very serious medically. She didn't tell us what.
Maybe lupus.
Well, it looks like we're right. So overnight on Instagram, Halsey was like, everyone has been so kind in their response. I wanted to share a little bit more. So she said back in 2022, she was diagnosed with lupus and also a rare T-cell disorder. And over the last 2 years, she's been dealing with it. She said, I've got great doctors, and she's finally in a position where they're either being managed or it's in remission, which is good news. And she's feeling better and she's ready to release music.
Well, there's all these autoimmune. This is me not wanting to be like health hypochondriac, but then you hear stories like this every day. Lupus is a disease that occurs when your body's immune system attacks your own tissues and organs. It's an autoimmune disease.
Yeah. So you can have pain, fever, rashes, organ damage, and other symptoms.
The most distinctive sign is facial rash that resembles wings of a butterfly unfolding across both cheeks. Occurs in many but not all cases of lupus.
Selena Gomez also has lupus.
Fatigue, fever, joint pain, skin lesions, shortness of breath, chest pains, dry eyes, head. Oh, gosh. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Sorry if you've got lupus, guys.
Yeah, so, but the good thing is that she's in a good place right now. So, and she's dropping new music. She feels good enough to drop music, so that's good for her.
Okay,
the woman who is allegedly the real Martha in Baby Reindeer, that series on Netflix, she signed she's filed a $170 million defamation lawsuit against Netflix. She's also alleging intentional infliction of emotional distress, negligence, and violations of her right of publicity.
Did they use her real name?
Nope. They used Martha. We called her Martha. Her real name is Fiona Harvey. And Fiona,
she looks like a Fiona.
So Fiona's lawyer argues that because they put "this is a true story" at the beginning of the series, it led every viewer to believe every single detail of this series is true, especially the fact that she's twice convicted and spent 5 years in prison, and she assaulted the main character, Richard Gadd. So she's asking for $170 million, and she's also seeking profits earned from the series, as she claims Netflix and Richard destroyed her reputation, her character, and her life.
But, it doesn't say her real name.
Exactly,
in the
and the interesting thing is that Richard actually went, the main actor in it, and it's his true story, went on afterwards and said, please don't try to find the real people. But this woman, Fiona herself, said that I'm the one.
Well, if you haven't watched the show, she's sort of like that. Like, this is something that she would have done.
Yeah.
So, has she been convicted? She was in jail, has she already?
Well, she says she wasn't.
Okay.
But in the show, if you watch it, it says that she was twice convicted and then she went to jail. So, anyways, we'll see about that. Travis Kelce is doing interviews right now. Mm-hmm. Lots of different interviews. Nala, have you watched all of them yet?
Mostly.
Okay, so he was on Good Morning America in the U.S. And he was asked several questions, of course, about football and his acting career that he's just starting, and of course Taylor Swift. So the interviewer asked him what the future holds, which is kind of like alluding, hey, maybe you're gonna propose. And he dodged all the wedding talk and he's like, I'm focused on football. So I guess we're not gonna get an answer on that. However, he was asked how he stays grounded because his life seems to have like blown up in the past year.
When you have good family and friends around you, it makes that aspect of life that much easier. I've always been a very grounded guy, you know, might not come off like that when I'm playing football, but off the field, I just want to be a genuine person. I try not to get too far down the road because you just never know what opportunities are going to present themselves.
Sounded like he was reading a script.
Oh, no, really? No.
Listen to the beginning. If it sounded like AI.
When you have good family and friends around you, it makes that aspect of life that much easier.
That's how he talks.
When you have good friends and family around you, gives him that aspect of life, makes it easier. And that's why I use this. That's what I felt like was coming up, you know?
I feel like that's how he talks.
Yeah.
He's very
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, we like Travis Kelce.
Yeah, we
do.
I like
nice
together.
Guy.
Yeah.
You think it's going to go through? You think they're going to stay? I think there's going to be a breakup. I do believe there's going to be a breakup.
Say that about every relationship.
Not everyone.
Everyone.
Justin and Haley, I thought
when they first got together, you said they're never going to make it.
Yeah, but then after like a couple of years, I said they're going to get married and have kids. She's pregnant, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's so
due
good.
In September, I think.
Great, that, isn't it?
Because it's your birthday month?
No, it's just nice. You know, it might, you know, make him into a man.
Was he?
Well, like, you
what
know.
What are you saying? Justin Bieber's not a man.
He's
why?
A man.
Why is he not a
he's
man?
Still, he's still
Rossi.
Considered to me as a young.
But he's not.
But he's just not.
Is it? I like
he's
Justin.
In his 30s, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think you're just attached to the Justin Bieber we met 10 years ago.
He's just old. He's like 75, Rossi. So
he's
everyone,
30.
I'm a kid to him.
I am 30, yeah.
I'm a kid to him. You know, Rossi thinks I'm a kid.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's an old guy.
It's weird. I mean, like, you are older than me.
Yeah, I know. But I don't look at that. That's the problem. I look like 11 years younger than you.
Not 11
years. Easy 11. If I shave this beard, get a haircut, 14 years younger than this guy.
No, I
14.
Don't look.
Don't let me play
you
the audio.
You look older than me.
I look older than you.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Okay, side-by-side photo
Rossi.
Going up.
Basma, Basma. Nala, don't
what?
Sneeze. You're in the microphone sneezing.
I'm sneezing like
just
that.
Turn around.
I am.
She
did.
Yeah,
she
you,
did.
No, she's doing this. Ready?
No,
she in the same side. Direction.
She went to the side.
This is how you sneeze on radio. You turn your head completely.
I did.
Like this. No, you do this. Look.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, you turn to the side as well.
She's allergic to
you.
This conversation.
Yeah, stuff like this that comes out your.
Do you really think you look younger than I do?
So I am younger for starters. Almost 2 years younger than you.
That's a lie,
Rossi. Should we refer to the voice note that we all heard yesterday?
I know that made me laugh so much. There was a voice note sent.
We can't.
But it was just some guy describing Rossi, and he hadn't seen Rossi in years. And he hadn't seen Rossi in about 4 years.
Why hadn't he seen me for years?
And so he could not recognize Rossi. He could not. He goes, I couldn't believe that was him. He's aged so much.
But no, he didn't say it
like
that.
He didn't say it like
that. Rossi's Benjamin Button, but the other way.
I still look younger than you.
You don't.
I do.
We're going to do a side-by-side right now. It's going up. The poll will be on our stories.
I want to shave, though. I want to shave.
No, Chris Fade Show polls
like
right
that.
Now.
Just stay like that.
Just all stay right. Like that. Okay. We'll do a poll. Who's younger? It'll be up in this next 2 minutes. Okay.